Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Kenderland Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KLD and on the OTCQX under the symbol NWRCF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Zach Flood. To bring everybody up to speed, Kenderland Minerals is a hybrid prospect generator and exploration company with projects in Quebec, Alaska, and Ontario. The company has 7 main properties, 3 flagship projects, 4 pipeline projects, and most of these projects are under JV with some of the larger mining companies, Newmont, as well as Sumitomo Metal Mining, and Barrick, and a couple projects held 100% by the company. We're going to be focusing a lot on the Frotet project in Quebec. This is a joint venture with Sumitomo Metal Mining. And within the Frotet project is the Renault gold discovery. We've talked a fair bit about that discovery because this is one that seems to be getting advanced fairly quickly here. Just yesterday, May 3rd, we had an announcement that announced the commencement of drilling along with the overall 2022 exploration budget at Frotet. Top of the line numbers here being a total exploration budget is approved for $12.5 million over the next 12 months. 40,000 meters in 2 phases, a summer program and a winter program. Zach, let's start off. Big picture, in terms of this 2-phase approach, what are the overall goals here?
Yeah, of course. So the overall goals here is really still just stepping out, growing the discovery at Renault. We're not really focused on any infill drilling or resource definition at this stage. It's still pretty early days. We made a few brand new vein discoveries from the last program, which was in the first quarter of this year, where we drilled 10,000 meters, mostly ice-based drilling there. And we hit some new parallel vein structures parallel to our main kind of vein corridor that we've been drilling off called R1. So we're waiting on assays from that, but the visuals look really good. We reported this previously, and we showed some photos of the veins, they're pretty significant zones that we hit. So the current drill program right now, which is around 12,000 meters at Renault, is mostly focused on wide space step outs along these new vein discoveries, which is pretty exciting, and that will take us into July, and then there's going to be a bit of a break, and then the majority of the kind of 35,000-40,000 meters for the fiscal 2022 budget will be drilled in the winter of 2023, so January, February of next year, when we can get back on the ice and do the ice-based drilling again, because most of the veins and the mineralized corridors at Renault are under a shallow lake there, so. So we'll get back in January and finish off the fiscal 2022 budget then. But we're looking at a total of around 40,000 meters of drilling over the next 12 months, which is quite significant considering that there's only about 45,000 meters of drilling in total at Renault since the initial Greenfields discovery in 2020. So still early days, but after Q1 of next year, we'll be looking at somewhere like 80 to 90,000 meters total into the Renault gold system. And for those who have followed other projects through discovery, it's getting more and more significant of a number. And obviously ourselves and Sumitomo Metal Mining see results that warrant to continue this expansion drilling and growing the discovery there.
Well, Zach, there's no doubt about it. You guys have actually really stepped up the amount of meters you're going to be drilling for this year in 2022. And you did 10,000 meters on the ice already in Q1 that, are still at the assay lab. So those will be coming back. And you've got this 12,000 meters at Renault on the docket for right now in Q2, wrapping up by July. But you also have about 2,500 meters in there for some regional drilling. Maybe talk to us about that. What are some of the other areas you're going to be testing with that ancillary drilling portion of the budget?
Yeah, good point. We haven't actually put the drill on any regional targets since the discovery of Renault. We've been mostly just focused down here at the Renault gold system. We did have some additional target areas that developed from all of our regional till sampling, One of those is called Cressida, and it's a long strike of Troilus, just to the south of Troilus, actually. And Troilus Gold's South Zone, which is a new area that they've been drilling, which is about a kilometer off our claim block. And there's actually mineralization on the other side of the trend. So our claim block sort of sits in the middle of the trend with gold mineralization on the north side, gold mineralization on the south side, both on Troilus's ground. And we have a nice big gold and soil anomaly right on the trend there. And so we just completed some IP for drill targeting. After we wrap up this 12,000 meters at Renault, we're going to move the drill to those regional targets and drill about 2,500 meters up there, which is kind of the first pass drill test for that area. But yeah, if we hit gold mineralization up there, that's, you know, going to be another great development for the project, obviously. And we know that the trend up there is really prospective. I mean, the Troilus deposit has around 7 million ounces of gold endowment on it, so we're excited to get up and test the new target area.
So Zach, one other quick question regarding the step out drilling there at the Renault discovery. You mentioned these are going to be aggressive long step outs. What sort of meterage are you talking about here?
Yeah, some of these holes are like right now we have basically one hole going through three parallel vein sets. That was hole 129 from the last program. We have around 10 holes that go through a new vein discovery called R5, which is just on the south side as well of R1 in parallel to it. So that makes kind of four additional vein sets that really have had no follow-up drilling. And this is the program that we're going to be really focusing on doing that with. Step outs are around 100 meters, 150 meters spaced holes along these vein corridors, which is quite aggressive, I would say, for a narrow vein system. And then we're going to be extending or trying to extend the mineralization further to the east as well under the volcanics, where we think some of these veins are not daylighting. They're mostly hosted within the diorite intrusive complex. So we're going to be chasing those at depth and expanding hopefully the R1 and these new vein systems out to the east, as well as just stepping along the new veins just to the south of R1. So yeah, I think it's, you know, it's pretty substantial. I think we'll be drilling over 700 meters a strike on these new veins. And that's pretty significant considering the R1 structure is defined over about 800 meters a strike. So if we're successful on this program, you can imagine, you know, we're probably going to see a multiple of the potential that we've already sort of defined at Renault there. So it's quite significant.
Well, and Zach, just circling back to the 10,000 meters you already drilled this year, which we're still waiting on the assays, could you maybe just remind people, you know, that was drilling on top of that lake while it was on during freeze-up. How deep were those holes? What were you testing there? Maybe give some people some insight as we await those assays to come back from the lab.
Definitely. That was a really exciting drill program, actually. We were really trying to extend the R1 vein system at depth down to about 500 meters vertical below surface. And so most of the drilling was focused at the bottom, kind of the base of mineralization that we've seen at R1. And a lot of those holes were the ones that we pushed past and through R1 and then ended up tagging the R5 vein, which looks just as good as R1. And we hit that with 10 holes that we kind of extended beyond R1. And then during that program as well, we realized there's maybe potential for other parallel vein sets too. So that's when we drilled hole 129, which was one of the last holes of the program. And we pushed it about 400 meters past R1 and R5. And that's the hole that ended up tagging three additional parallel vein sets beyond that, beyond R5 even. So it was a huge development for us in our understanding of the potential here. And I think, I think this is a bit of a game changer for the system itself. I'm not going to say, you know, what we think is happening in terms of potential ounces here, but it's becoming a very significant gold system. We'll just leave it at that.
Well, when we get some of those results from that winter program, we're definitely going to follow up. And then we're also going to follow up as you progress with this phase one program. Let's move on to a news release that came out tail end of April. April 21st, it outlined the exploration program at the South Uchi project. This project is option 2 Barrick. This is in Ontario. $1.8 million budget. Sounds like it's mostly for sampling. Take us through this program, please.
Yeah, so Barrick is one of the companies that we work with in Ontario. They've optioned the South Uchi project from us last year, and immediately in the fall covered the entire 70,000 hectare property with the first pass till sampling program, which was quite aggressive in itself. From that program, we started seeing results sort of, you know, at the beginning of this year, and had indications of what they were planning. And then, as you see in this news release that we put out in April there, they have approved a $1.8 million program for infill till sampling as well within a large regional arsenic, antimony, and gold anomaly along one of the major structural corridors there. So I mean, basically, you know, last year they blanketed the entire project area with till sampling. They found a big regional geochemical anomaly, and within that arsenic antimony regional anomaly, there was multiple discrete gold anomalies or gold anomalism within the glacial till. And so this program, the $1.8 million budget, is really going to be detailed infill till sampling leading to drill targets. So it's nice to see them moving very aggressively on in terms of exploration here. They're certainly, you know, not taking their time, and they want to get to a drill target and likely test this within the next year or so as well. So we love to see that from our partners. That's one of the projects we're not operating. Actually, Barrick is operating that, but we do have, you know, multiple other projects that we are operating, including Shibistawam, which is in the northern Abitibi, funded by Newmont, a Hunter project in the southern Abitibi, which is funded by Centerra. We have a $1.5 million program outlined there for a first pass kind of sonic drill for till program. And then we have another project in the central Abitibi that is funded by Sumitomo Metal Mining as well, aside from our Frotep project, which is also with Sumitomo. And at Jacobi there, we just wrapped up the first pass kind of scout diamond program on one of our targets, Target B there. And I'd expect that we will be seeing additional exploration there over the next 12 months as well. But we are still waiting on a decision on a few of our projects in terms of budgets. But even without those projects, we're looking at a very, very active year of exploration. We're looking at over $25 million of spend on projects that we've generated.
Well, Zach, I was going to ask you about the Jacobi drilling that you just did, because you announced that about a month ago, but it sounds like you're still waiting on some of the assays on that one too. But you brought up the budget there and just how aggressive the company is being, and also having the advantage of other people's budgets from some of your JV partners. Could you just maybe review for listeners the financial shape of the company right now? How much money do you have in the till? And then how much is being spent by some of the partners?
Yeah, definitely. So this year I mentioned, you know, $25 million worth of exploration. Around 20 million of that is partner funded, and around 5 million of that is sole funded. Currently, we have around 7 million in working capital. We have a large amount of equity interests in other companies that we've, you know, done deals with or incubated ourselves. So there is a you know, pretty serious number on that. And I'd like to remind everyone that, you know, through this business model, we do generate income and revenue, which really helps offset our G&A. In fact, this year we're projecting almost a net zero G&A. So our, you know, general and administrative costs are around $2.5 million a year. This year we estimate we're going to be bringing in around, you know, $2.5 million in cash and management fees and share payments. So yeah, the company is in a great financial position. We have a huge amount of exploration happening in 2022. We've got exploration happening on around 10 projects. There's around 10 active projects in our portfolio. And we continue to generate more projects and keep doing more deals with partners as well. We've done a number of deals this year. We've staked a number of additional projects this year. A lot of our generative work is focused in Manitoba these days, but the company keeps growing. We keep advancing projects and the discovery's growing at Renault, and we're going to be testing a lot of other targets out there that could easily lead to more discoveries as well in the near future.
Thank you for the update here, Zach. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Kennerland Minerals. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will follow up on the back of some more news. And Zach, keep us up to date on the future news. So we'll bring you back on.
Great. Thanks, Corey.